For the younger amongst us, another recommendation, and this one with another slightly quirky title.
Yes, it's Noah Barleywater Runs Away. It's a story written by John Boyne, and he's also famous for another book. He's written a number of books for adults, but he's probably best known as the author of his children's book called The Boy in the Striped Pyjamas, which was also made into a film. And that was rather a clever book about two boys getting to know each other, despite one being the son of a Nazi officer and the other being imprisoned in a concentration camp. This book is quite different. It's written rather like a modern folk tale or fairy story, and it uses quite familiar devices, but with a humorous and contemporary slant on things. Noah is an 8-year-old boy, and he wakes up very, very early one morning and decides to run away from home. Not long after he's walked into the forest, strange things start happening to him. He meets odd characters, including talking animals, a dachshund and a donkey, and even a talking apple tree, and nothing is quite as you'd expect it. It's, I found, rather like Alice in Wonderland, with characters who are late for appointments, for example. Mm. Noah continues on his adventure, thinking a little bit about what he's left behind, but we don't really know why he's running away until much later in the book.
I love the little subtext to this, a journey that will change his life, and maybe yours too.
Yes. And the more you get through it, the more powerful the message is. It's a lovely book. He comes across a toy shop where everything's made from wood, and there are puppets of all shapes and sizes filling every available space. And the owner of the shop starts to quiz Noah about his reasons for leaving home. And as he does so, he tells the boy something about his own experiences, something that's happened to him. All the time, Noah is standing in the shop, and it's a place where the bell above the shop door sometimes forgets to ring. There are various doors which switch places, and there's also a self-conscious clock who's called Alexander. So it's all rather bizarre, quite magical, and very funny. Eventually, Noah tells the toy maker why he's run away, and this is the sad element to the book. But the toy maker encourages Noah to stop running, to face his trouble. And in doing so, he's offered hope. I won't tell you any more about the story because you should discover it for yourself.
Intriguing.
But it's an amazing book. There's so much depth to it. And you read it quickly to find out what's happening. but you'd also want to go back to it over and over again because there's just so much to appreciate. There are lots of jokes. There are plays with words. There are references to other stories and fairy tales. And I think children will enjoy reading it for themselves, but it's also a wonderful book for family reading, to read it out loud as a family, because I think the grown-ups will love it.
Mm, yeah, it was described by The Guardian, highly amusing, refreshingly original, and extremely moving.
Yes.
Would you concur?
I would.
There you go.
In every way.
So, once again, the title for us, Catherine?
Noah Barleywater Runs Away by John Boyne.
All right, that also is available. That's our good read recommendations for this Monday. Always a pleasure. With the recommendations, Catherine Lana of Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge. Catherine, thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.